PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex set to join us in the final 20 minutes of this hour with a report from Hardin, Montana, on the ground, getting as much intel, as much information as he possibly can as this story breaks nationwide. And this is a call to all the people out there that have not lost their souls, that have not lost their humanity, that have not lost the ability to love one another, to care for one another, to look out for one another, to take action today, to decide this is the day you change your life. To get this information out to your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your friends. It is so vital, so important that we stop this right now before this program expands from Montana into California, into New York, into Chicago, where some of the leaders are now saying, you know, the streets are just too dangerous. We need martial law. We had the Schenectady mayor trying to say that crime was so bad there they were going to disband the police department and bring in the military for martial law. I can promise you, folks, martial law is not what this country was founded on. Martial law is not the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Martial law does not involve a free populace. Martial law is tyranny. Martial law is a nightmare. And these are the steps towards martial law when you bring in foreign mercenary forces who are under the direction of private corporations who remain, as of yet, unnamed. And that is the reality we are dealing with today. Today. This isn't in the future. This is now. So please stand up for what is good in this world, for what is right, for that baby in the crib in the other room, for your son or daughter who's off to kindergarten, for your teenager about to graduate high school and move on to college. There is so much to live for. There's so much that is still good in this country. We can work together. We can save this country if we want to, if we decide to take action, if we decide that we have great power within ourselves. All right, let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Lou in Massachusetts. Lou, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi, Jason. I've got some information about the Richard Culver character.
Let's hear it.
I just did some basic internet searches, and it looks like he is a director for a company called International SOS. That what they do is they basically, it looks like for like $150 a month, you can get yourself a little insurance policy, quote unquote, to get yourself out of a jam. And they've got offices all over the world, supposedly. I don't really know that much about it.
Well, you know what? We did some similar research, and we have not been able to confirm whether that is the same Richard Culver. You know, we appreciate everybody out there trying to get as much information together as possible, and I even appreciate the call, sir, and the work. Somebody else has shown me another Richard Culver that works for a major media outlet, and I don't want to say that major media outlet yet because I'm not sure if this indeed is the same Richard Culver. I would just encourage you, Lou and others, to continue your research, continue your vigilance, and let's find out, you know, what this Richard Culver character has to do with American police force. I thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Mona in Montana. Mona, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
All right.
Good. Hey, listen, I'm from Montana. I've got information for you. We actually took a trip to Hardin, Montana 2 days ago.
Okay.
We're about a six and a half hour drive from where we are.
That's great dedication, ma'am.
And we're politically active here in 24/7. So I wanted to let you know that we actually went to the city hall and tried to get copies of the meeting minutes from September 15th from the city council, the meeting with the Two Rivers Authority that is headed currently by the Vice President Al Peterson. And they denied us access to those documents initially. But then when my friend Dan Cox pulled out his state of Montana Constitution and explained to them that Article 2, Section 9, which is the right to know, gives us the opportunity to request those documents. And they had
hold over, Mona. I want to find out what happened, what was in these documents. We appreciate your vigilance. We'll be back with Mona, Ryan, Stewart, Michael, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live. Folks, if you missed any of the program, such an important, informative program, Alex Jones reporting live from Hardin, Montana. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. He's going to be joining us in the last 20 minutes of the program. We had Peter Dale Scott in studio, a discussion with Bob Chapman. If you missed any of it, you can get the podcast after the program, or the rebroadcast begins at Infowars.com as soon as the regular show ends. We're going to continue with the phone calls, and we were talking to Mona in Montana, who drove 6 hours with a partner of hers. They tried to go into the city council meeting. They tried to get documents. At first they said, no, you can't have these documents. He pulled out his state constitution. You were able to get these documents. What did they entail?
Well, the documents that we did get are the minutes of the previous meeting from September 5th and 15th regarding the economic development section that includes Two Rivers Authority and APF. This is a laundry list. Actually, it's more like a Christmas wish list that they're going to actually give to the city. You should see what's on this in these
Mona,
minutes.
We need to see what's on these things. Do you have access to a scanner or a fax machine?
I do.
Well, can we give out the fax? Can we hold her over, John, and give her the fax information? And we will have we'll have you fax that out and email the information, because it is so vital we see what was actually discussed at these meetings and put on paper. Just go over a few things for us right now.
Okay, let me just give you a couple highlights here. The what I think is important to mention here, it says that, Two Rivers Authority and the contract was signed by officials representing Two Rivers Authority and the American Police Force. He explained to the crowd that the APF, now he being Al Peterson, who's the vice president of TRA, consists of retired and ex-police slash military personnel, including ex-SEALs, Rangers, etc., who have been trained and have experience in everything from airline slash cruise ship security to hostage negotiations. The APF chose Hardin because they are impressed with the community. Uh-huh. They have been in Hardin for the last 9 months, and the community has welcomed them and treated them well. Okay, in the contract signed, it says the APF will only house low to medium security inmates, and only the chief of police, the United States government, Montana Department of Corrections, and the state, local, county, and federal jurisdictions will be allowed to place only properly classified inmates in the facility. The city will be able to house between 30 to 60 inmates at their detention center. The APF will also permit the city to use the courtroom and office space for city court at no cost. The APF are required to maintain all appropriate certifications and insurances necessary, and they'll take care of all of that. Al stated that the only money APF would be making will be from inmate phone calls and stuff like that.
Oh, please.
They will be paying TRA $5 per inmate per day, mm-hmm. as well as all taxes, etc. APF will pay any deficiency to trust starting February 1st, 2010, regardless of whether they have inmates or not. They will pay the money to TRA, then TRA will make the payments. The contract also mentions that the APF want to build a $16 to $17 million law enforcement center at their cost. Al stated that the center would contain a state-of-the-art forensics lab, a training center, a 248-bed dormitory, and much more. The facility would be built on the same property right behind the detention center, and there is property there. We saw it. Mm-hmm. The contract also states that APF will shop in the community first for the things they need before heading out of town. APF wants to help them become a part of this community, and they're willing to send a police officer with food to the houses of people who are not able to get out and about. Oh, nice. They are also willing...
Mona, hold back. Yeah. Get a pen. I'm going to give you the fax number right now. You tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay. It is 866-894-1767. Do you have that?
Got it.
All right, Mona, I'm going to let you go. Please fax that right over, and we'll be doing Prison Planet and InfoWar stories ASAP. We're going to get that to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Ryan in Canada. Ryan, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
All right.
Awesome. Glad to be with you. I just found some information about 2 weeks ago. I thought it might be interesting to call and let you know. Mm-hmm. The RCMP in Canada have actually been... This is coming from someone who's a member of the clergy. The police in Canada have been preparing for a pandemic, and apparently they've known about it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
They've been going through training. They've had conferences in Ottawa all about the pandemic and how they're going to handle it. I mean, it's a bit weird, don't you think, that they're planning everything?
Well, you know, they've talked about using schools. I mean, not even talked about. They've said they're going to use schools as mass vaccination centers, but they're not going to stop there. They figure that community centers and churches are another way to get mass gatherings of people in to take these vaccinations. So it doesn't really shock me that they would use the clergy, as we know about the clergy response teams for a couple of years now, that will be working with departments like the Department of Homeland Security here in this country. So it really isn't a shock to me. Are they saying that they may use this as a mass vaccination center somewhere where they may offer the vaccine?
I haven't really gotten a whole lot of information on it, but I am still trying to talk to the minister that was involved in this. And
well, you've got to be careful because a lot of these ministers and a lot of these priests and a lot of these clergymen are now on government payrolls, and they're there to tell you to love the government, do whatever they say, they're here to help, when we know it is the exact opposite. Keep doing your research and let me know as it develops. Thank you so much, Ryan. Let's jump to Stuart in New York. Stuart, you're on the line.
Pleased to talk with you, Jason. I'm just wondering, and considering how vicious the Pittsburgh police attacked so many innocent people, and in regards to what's going on in Montana with non-citizens, I'm just wondering, they're wearing these Darth Vader suits, not for their own personal protection physically, but more to disguise their identities. I'm just wondering, how many of these so-called police were really American citizens?
Well, I would say the majority of them were, in actuality, American citizens. I didn't see a lot of foreigners out there, but I did see a lot of blurring of the lines whether or not they were National Guard or not. Let me give you an example. The first riot police I saw were wearing regular riot police tops and uniforms, but they were wearing military fatigues on the bottom. When I went to the big concert out there for Al Gore and global warming, and they took it a step further. They were in full military garb in riot suits with the backwards American flag in a green patch, and they had no police identification whatsoever. And then that really prepped me for the next day when I outwardly saw just military. I mean, they were in full military garb, admittedly National Guard. I did not, I did see a lot of foreign security forces. In other words, people in suits acting as Secret Service type agents in the hotels and downtown area. But, you know, this time they were able to use American citizens, and a lot of these National Guardsmen said, you know, I'll defend your right to free speech every day, while they're in riot gear on the streets, shooting tear gas at people. And with that said, we're going to go to that video of the young people at the college, if we can bring that up, Jaron and Hooge, of the incident at Pittsburgh on Friday night when these kids are on a balcony, when the cops start shooting off rubber bullets, they start shooting off the tear gas canisters, and they actually go into the building and up the stairs onto this balcony and corner all these kids that are now being tear gassed. So let's go to that video, then we're going to continue with your calls, Michael, Scott, Dan, Scott, and Gary, right after this. So let's hit that clip right now. And I mean, you're really looking at something like out of a science fiction movie. All these protesters are mostly college students. There are no anarchists amongst them, not one anarchist. And there you see the flashes. There you see the tear gas canisters. You hear the rubber bullets going off right now. You're watching it on PrisonPlanet.tv. One of the protesters throws one back at them, but it's a moot point. They're all wearing gas masks. Here's where it gets really, really scary. The kids that are on the balcony, they think they're safe. They're not. Tear gas to come up the stairwells. Yes, they're inside.
Are we trapped here?
And here they are being tear gassed as the riot police pass them up the stairwell and corner them. It's just unbelievable. We're going to pull the clip because there is some obscenities that come up later on that we have not edited out, but the full clip is available at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And a young girl, I don't know whether or not she gets pulled, she gets hit by a rubber bullet, but she gets hit by something and her neck begins to bleed up by her ear. This is just unbelievable. This is, again, folks, the new America, the new tyranny, jackboot thugs ruling over us, stopping us from assembling peaceably. The founding fathers would be rolling over in their graves. They wouldn't, you know what, they wouldn't be rolling over in their graves. They would be getting their muskets and saying, that's enough, we've had it. These people stood up for taxation without representation because they were being taxed too much by the king. Do you think we're being taxed too much when they start to say, yeah, you know, a carbon tax is a good idea. Yeah, one-child policies are a good idea. Salon.com publishing articles saying that contraception curbs global warming. Basically telling you don't have children or you're screwing the planet. That's what we're here for. We're here to procreate. We're here to expand our family. We're here to love one another. We're not here to say, no, you can't have children. No, you can't have a family. Yes, the state is your God. Big Brother loves you. That's not why we're here. We're here to flourish as humanity. Not to stop one another from experiencing life, from experiencing love, from being in fear all the time, so we start sucking our thumbs in a fetal position, letting the state walk all over us, letting the establishment have their way with us.
We're going to come back with more calls. Alex Jones coming up. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue to take your calls. Alex calling in shortly. But for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, I want to play this video. The local KLUR or KULR station now reporting, yeah, you know, he's got 17 aliases. Yeah, he spent some time in a California state correctional facility. Yeah, he's lost some civil suits of over $1 million that he hasn't paid. But he also has a current outstanding warrant
in Wyoming. He's a wanted criminal. And again, the elite and the establishment love criminals who don't care about the American people. They're not under our jurisdiction of we the people. So let's go to this video, prisonplanet.tv, right now.
Launched an investigation into a California company's plan to take over the Hardin Jail. The probe came one day after the criminal past of American police force leader Michael Hilton is revealed. Yesterday, concerned Montana citizens showed up at the Hardin Jail, joining officials in the quest for answers. Color 8's Nick Law went to Hardin and has the details.
Hello? Anybody home?
Tony Myers drove from Columbus, Montana, in search of answers in the ongoing story between the Hardin Jail and American police force.
I just want to know who they are, why they're coming here, who they're bringing in.
You know, my job is not to give you the answers that you want. My job is to give you the information that I have been employed to release or not release.
Caught in the crossfire is APF spokesperson Becky Shea, who spent all day answering questions from media members and the public after an AP story linked the security firm's leader, Michael Hilton, to multiple bankruptcies and convictions for more than a dozen felonies.
There were no surprises. Michael disclosed this information to me before I agreed to come to work for him.
Shea and TRA Vice President Al Peterson both say they knew about the convictions long before the report came out, but are still confident in APF.
I firmly believe APF is legitimate and a solid corporation.
Peterson declined an on-camera interview, but released this statement saying, quote, I believe that the TRA has a better chance of getting the detention facility open with APF than with any Montana officials. What do we have to lose if it doesn't work out? End quote. APF also continues to stand firm on its stance to not release the parent company.
That information won't be disclosed.
But Myers and others like her pledge to continue their research.
They're putting in a criminal to watch criminals?
And try to get to the bottom of the mystery behind the Hardin Jail. Reporting in Hardin, Nick Law, Color 8 News.
Calls to Michael Hilton were not returned. APF spokesperson Becky Shea says Hilton is currently in California on business and is expected back in Hardin in the next couple of weeks. Well, court records from Orange County, California indicate Michael Hilton has a lengthy criminal past, including a 6-year prison sentence for a dozen counts of grand theft and other charges. Court documents show more than a decade of courtroom appearances for Hilton, starting in 1982 through 1999 on charges including bad checks, fraud, breach of contract, and grand theft. After his release from prison, court documents indicate he was entangled in at least 3 civil lawsuits alleging fraud or misrepresentation. And we learned just yesterday there's a warrant out for Hilton's arrest in Wyoming. A Sheridan County, Wyoming circuit court judge issued a warrant September 1st. A court clerk says he was ticketed for driving with a suspended driver's license on Interstate 90 in Sheridan County on August 15th. The arrest warrant was issued after he failed to appear in court.
All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on the line.
Yeah, Burmese. This is Mike Moore calling from Wichita Falls, Texas. How are you doing today?
All right.
Hey, there's one thing that I'm talking about this Montana story as it develops that came to mind. I used to hold a security officer license here in Texas for about 4 years, and I've been going through the Montana, it's mt.gov website, in order to find the Montana Board of Private Security to find out if there's even a current license for this American police force, which so far to my search, I haven't found one.
Well, you know, that'll tie into a story by Felix Barber over at PrisonPlanet.com. The headline is APF license? We don't need no stinking license. When the scene started to unfold in Hardin, Montana, my first reaction could be best described as an overwhelming feeling of despair. The thought that our worst fears were coming true so soon literally sent chills down my spine. Talks of troops on American soil and secret empty detention centers appeared to be taking shape before our very eyes. Scary stuff indeed. But as the hours and days unfolded and more light was shined upon this story, it became less of a looming threat and more like an engrossing tabloid scandal. So it doesn't appear that they do have a license. We're going to continue with your calls. We're going to go to Scott, Dan, Gary, Chris, and more. Alex Jones coming up after this segment. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, pre-order Fall of the Republic right now to be the first to receive it. It drops October 21st with a ton of bonuses and a ton of features you haven't seen anywhere else before. Go check out InfoWars.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best.
Back, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex joining us momentarily. We're going to continue with your calls in just a moment. But I want to read more of this article that the caller just brought up. APF license, we don't need no stinking license. As you read into it, American Police Force is a California corporation. In order to advertise for investigative services in the state of California, one must be licensed, and the licenses must advertise using the name that the license is issued under. I went to the website of bsis.ca.gov/onlineservices/verify-licenses, SHTML. This is the website for the California Department of Consumer Affairs, Bureau of Security and Investigative Services. They have a database that anyone can use to verify a license. You simply put in the name of the company, and under it, it will tell you whether that firm is licensed or not. As I suspected, no matches were found. They are not licensed to operate as a private investigator, nor as a security operator required to provide bodyguard services. I knew this would be the case going in because the state of California will not issue a license to a company that has the word police as part of its company name. But remember, this is under some other umbrella corporation that has remained secret as of this point. Use the word police in the context of any license is strictly forbidden by California state law. And it goes on, full story, over at Prison Planet and InfoWars. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes. This is about Hilton there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's I went to this website. I surf around a lot, you know, and it's whatdoesitmean.com. I've been there before, of course. It's under an article named Obama in Secret Russia Visit Warns Putin I May Not Make It. About three quarters of the way down, okay,
mm-hmm.
It goes into an American police force company, which is owned by one of the most brutal fascist warlords of the former nation of Yugoslavia, named Mitrid Aya Dugovicevic.
So they're telling you that this guy, one of his aliases, is this alias that you're saying, and that he is just a brutal military dictator.
Yeah, and then it goes on. Who, when brought to the United States by the CIA, in parenthesis, who backed his brutal troops in the destruction of the Balkan Genocide Wars, changed his name to Michael Anthony Hilton.
Well, that's incredible.
Was arrested.
Well, is there a source article, or is this just up on that website? I mean, did they pull this from some kind of an Associated Press or other mainline article?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to get into that. It's been tough.
Well, let me tell you how you do it. What you do is you take a section of the article, a few sentences, all right? You copy that, and then you paste it into Google. And then all articles that have republished it or initially published it will come up, so you can kind of see where the sources are. We would appreciate it if you took that link and you sent it over to articles@Infowars.com or writers@Infowars.com, because if he is one and the same, and this is the same Michael Hilton, and he has not only CIA ties but military dictatorship ties in Yugoslavia, this is huge, Dan.
It's on here as well. Couple of major sentence links,
mm-hmm.
Okay, because it was just posted today.
Mm-hmm.
It says, imagine a bloodless coup to restore the defend the Constitution through an intern administration that would do serious business of governing and defending the nation. Skilled military-trained nation builders would replace accountability-challenged radical left commissioners. Having bonded with their twin teleprompters, the president would be detailed for a ceremonial speech making.
Well, it is creepy stuff, and I just hope that you can get that article to us as soon as possible, and all the info warriors out there can check it out and either verify or disprove this. But, you know, the way things are going, it looks like we're going to be able to verify this. This guy has all the markings of this type of a dictator, this type of a strongman, someone that the CIA would back. And, you know, he admittedly said that his boss was an ex-Army colonel named Richard Culver, and this was at the point when he was just calling himself Captain Michael and not giving out his last name, and again under the very deceptive name of American Police Force. It's not American, it's not a police force, it's not even a licensed security firm, according to this article and according to the California State Board website. I thank you for the call, Dan. Let's jump to Gary in Massachusetts. Gary, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing today?
All right.
Listen, this is really important, and I just made a couple tiny URLs for you.
Mm-hmm.
And for the listeners, tinyurl.com/flu inserts.
Mm-hmm.
You would not believe what's in all of the normal, and I say normal, not swine flu injections, and in particular, flu mist. Have you checked out the ingredients?
Well, we've actually posted some of those scans that people have sent in, and it admittedly has thimerosal, formaldehyde, and squalene in it.
And H1N1 in every single normal flu shot.
That is
H1N1.
Huge. That is huge, huge. It actually says this on the inserts, that H1N1 is included in the shot.
Go to FDA.gov and just type in flu insert and look at every single flu manufacturer's insert, from flu mist to flu zine to flu zone to you name it. Normal flu shots, and especially flu mist. Now, when questioned at a public school, I said to the principal, what are you doing? You ought to tell the parents it has it in it. Oh, we'll just switch to flu mist. Do you know, Jason, that flu mist spreads whatever's in it after people sneeze for up to 20 days?
Well, it's not a shock, and that would explain why they're really pushing this new nasal spray as the alternate to the actual vaccination. Oh, we'll vaccinate you with a nasal spray. You don't want to take the shot? We'll just right up your nose. And Fox News is promoting it heavily. They're trying to scare pregnant women into taking this by saying one in three of pregnant women who have contracted H1N1 die. You are going to poison your unborn child if you take this stuff. Gary, I need you to send these scans over to articles at InfoWars, writers at InfoWars, or if you can fax them to us. Let me see if I have the fax number in front of me still. I think I do. The fax number to InfoWars is 866-894-1767. Do so immediately. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
I just wanted to report on a Associated Press article out of Frankfurt.
Okay.
It says, Marine training exercise disturbs Kentucky neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Some central Kentucky residents say military training exercise has damaged their property. Frankfurt resident Tim Evans said the flying aircraft not able and chairs. Just looks sad.
You're breaking up, Chris. Chris, you're breaking up. Could you repeat that last part for you? What kind of residential property damage have we seen, and what kind of exercise is this?
Okay. Well, first, what kind of exercise? Captain Robert Schuford, spokesman for the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, said the unit was doing an urban training exercise and didn't mean to disturb the residents.
Chris, I've got Alex on the line. I'm going to need you to send that information to articles at InfoWars or writers at InfoWars.com. Alex on the ground in Montana right now in Hardin. Alex.
Jason, I'm fine if that caller's still there. I want to hear that about the Marines. They're doing drills in Tennessee, Kentucky, all over the country. I noticed they're doing these drills that then go live. And they do this on purpose to condition the public. Is that caller still there?
I'm not sure if he's still. Yes, he is. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, you go ahead, sir. Take 3 minutes, finish your story, and then I'll come back. Go ahead.
Okay. It says that the low-flying aircraft, I presume a helicopter, knocked over a picnic table and chairs and damaged his wood fence and tossed his daughter's playset across the yard. His neighbor, John DeHopper, says her phone cable lines were knocked down and tree limbs were tossed into her yard.
What was the headline on this article, Chris, so we can get this up at InfoWars.com?
It says, Marine training exercise disturbs Kentucky neighborhood.
All right, we are on it. Alex, we also got a caller in, and we can't confirm this yet, that this Michael Hilton character is actually out of Yugoslavia, ran, death squad type military units out there, and was moved here by the CIA and given the name Michael Hilton. We're developing that story as we speak. Just incredible stuff.
Well, again, that's the problem, is he does have a lot of funds, millions, and he has been here making some of the payments. The news is saying he's got another big payment to make in February. And he has been spreading a lot of money around town. I've been talking to the people. And then you look at his M.O., it's $100,000 thefts, $200,000 thefts, civil victories against him in court as well for $1.2 million. So, again, we're just investigating all of this, trying to find out exactly what's happening and exactly what's going on here. But I want to give you an update on that in just a moment. First off, going back to what the gentleman said, before I left town, I noticed urban warfare drills all over the country, namely Tennessee, Kentucky, and others, with the Army, with the Marines. And I talked to Thomas Sanchez back in 99, the head of emergency management in Kingsville, Texas, and they admitted to him that this was being done to condition the public. They admitted to him that this is basically acclimation for occupation. Now, that's not even debatable. They're coming out and just putting regular National Guard, Army, Marines on the streets. And so it's this slow, incremental unfolding of this agenda. But now, here at the end, it's all intersecting and getting sped up, kind of like birthing pains with a woman. As she gets down to delivering the baby, as she goes through labor for 12 hours, in the last 30 minutes, the contractions are closer and closer until it's all just one big contraction. And that's why we see all the different activity just exploding. the bottom line here from Hardin, Montana is I'm very glad I came here because I, more and more on the air I talk about this being like a Twilight Zone episode. You get to this very poor town, bordering the Crow Indian Reservation. There are Native Americans, like right out of a stereotype, just completely drunk, walking around all over the streets, bumping into walls, falling down. Other Native Americans, you know, nice-looking, happy families out taking their family to eat and things, but there's homeless, old white people begging for money on the sides of the street. But there's also, you know, cheery, nice, you know, folks here as well, both non-Native and folks from Montana. And in the middle of it, you have this individual who's got a rap sheet the size of the New York phone book. I mean, every day, every few hours, new warrants in different states and new civil judgments and new felonies. And as you said, I saw that number, 17 aliases. And he is hooked into the government at certain levels. Now, the question is, the government's full of criminals, con artists, scammers. Was he just taken in because he was a fellow traveler? Or has he gone out and conned the U.S. government, other contractors, other groups? He's such a liar that we really don't know. It may just be that he's a complete con artist who was able to get a $27 million facility and have German mercenaries in tow. We've confirmed that's going on, and other Croatian and Serb people in tow with him. Or it could be this is something much bigger and much deeper. And the reason it may actually be, he may just be a thug out in the front man, is if you look at it, they did a year ago, there's CNN pieces on this, I've talked to locals, try to turn the prison into a Guantanamo West, as it was called, to hold prisoners from Guantanamo Bay. And this other company does have offices. I saw their computers and phones and equipment in there. There's another company that they said, well, they partially pulled out, but they're still here with us. I got different stories. And they were saying, we still may make this a alien detainee center, enemy combatant center. And then I went into different offices and saw different blueprints and maps on the walls. The spokeswoman didn't want me to take that. It's on paper saying, please don't take that. And acting very, very suspiciously. So we do have a site, a FEMA camp, a center that the feds and the locals and others have. The feds tried to, were involved a year ago, trying to sell this to the state, but the legislature, the people in Helena and in Billings, the major city, said, we do not want this. And so it looks like they tried to come back through another organization to try to push it. That's what they said it was going to be, an international training center for foreign troops. And we have confirmed it is now in the Billings Gazette today. In fact, I just came out of one of the city offices and just had the new Billings Gazette article. In fact, it's behind me. Aaron's about to give it to me. And it does confirm. I'm on the air. If we need to get in, if we're going to do that. Thanks. Let me have those papers you're sitting on. Thank you. The Billings Gazette today confirms that without authorization, the Two Rivers Authority, this private consortium that's basically taking over the town, it has its officials running for mayor, has its officials and their officials' wives in the city council. It's kind of like their own little boss hog, you know, type constabulary, or I guess you call it good old boy mafia around here, kind of feeding on the locals that don't really know their rights. That it's confirmed in the Billings Gazette, and they've now admitted, yes, the Two Rivers was preparing to go before the city council, and they had gone ahead and gone into talks to make this Captain Michael Hilton and all his other aliases the police chief. And so literally they were going to go out into the county and arrest people for different petty offenses and bring them back to the jail and make profits off of that. So a felon con artist, and I've talked to locals, he walked around everywhere in his Hardin police force, American police force. On one side it had a Hardin police force, on the other it said American police force, and he was strutting around for weeks with his security men announcing that he was the police chief. Everyone was just groveling to him because he was foreign, had a foreign accent. They thought that was James Bondish and sexy. strutted around smoking cigarettes with everyone bowing and hiding and worshiping him. And then they were preparing to just dispatch. And it turns out that the Bighorn County Sheriff was for this. His name is...
What's his first name?
Lawrence Bighair. You can't make this up. Because I guess when he was born, they thought somebody was Bighair. But the point is, and we've heard from the sheriff's always sick, and no one can ever find him. They're saying he's sick right now. Locals have reported something else that, well, he has the native taste for certain things. But the point is it's really bad, folks. And this, I've never seen a Mossog town quite like this. And but it's a microcosm. You drive across Texas, more prisons than anywhere else in the U.S. per capita, more prisons than anywhere else in the world. The U.S. is the capital of prisons nationwide and worldwide. Texas is the capital of that. So the U.S. is the capital worldwide of prisons, and Texas is the capital of the U.S. for prisons. We have detention centers in every little county, and that's why they put you in jail for nothing. It's all the same parasite groups. This guy just happens to be a criminal con artist, so it blew up in his face, and they're in a lot of trouble with the Attorney General investigating. But we'll continue to see if he is hooked up with all these other shadowy groups, far from the courts.
We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Alex on the Ground in Hardin, Montana.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Remember, if you missed any of the program, the rebroadcast begins in about 6 minutes, and you can pick up the podcast only at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Joining us live from Hardin, Montana, boots on the ground, Alex Jones. Alex?
Yes, Burmis, I will be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and I'll give people a boil down of everything we've witnessed here. We'll also get the latest flu information. A lot of other important, informative guests coming up. I'm very, very excited about. So that is some great work that you're doing there, Jason, on the Invisible Empire documentary. Before I finish up with Hare Hilton and what's happening here in Hardin, Montana, I wanted to just encourage listeners to understand that we're running out of time. The tyranny is taking over. They use economically depressed areas and countries so the people can't stand up or take care of themselves, just like what's happening here in Hardin. We need to show who the criminal bankers are. We need to identify them as the real shadow government that is the source of all of this tyranny and most of our problems. And that's what Fall of the Republic does. It shows how they use the TV for mind control, the police state, how they're turning everybody into Stasi spies. It really is my greatest work. And if you want to get it first, pre-order it now. It's going to be shipping in about 19 days or so. It comes out the 21st of October. It'll be at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you let your PrisonPlanet.tv membership lapse or never tried one, we've updated the site. We've made it even better. It's 5.5 years up and running. All my films, the live TV show, my book, Paul Watson's book, so much more. Expanded extras from all the films, PrisonPlanet.tv, or order Fall of the Republic today so you get the DVD with all the extras first in the highest quality. Again, Fall of the Republic, available at Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139. I'm so excited about Fall of the Republic. I want this to be as viral or more than Obama Deception, and that is up to you, the great listeners that got the DVD of the Obama Deception and made those copies and got out to everybody. I've got a bunch of locals here. More than half the town knows me and likes me. I walk down the street, Indians, you know, the natives, the locals, black people, white people, old people, young people. I mean, we're like rock stars here in Hardin, and all over the country we're running into more people. And that is not about us being, you know, cool. No, it's a dangerous position. It's about the fact that people all over the country and the world are really checking out what we're doing. And a bunch of locals I talked to said, I handed out 100 copies. I handed out 600 copies of Obama Deception or Endgame. And it's because of you. You're changing the world. So when the globalists try these takeovers, it blows up in their face big time. So just please, everybody get Fall of the Republic today. And again, this we'll continue to investigate this Hardin situation. It looks like we dug through the wall and burrowed into a giant rat's nest of corruption. But this could only happen if our country wasn't so corrupt. This happened because these little towns and the big cities alike, corruption has set in. Boss hogs, thugs have taken over government everywhere. They feed and predate like predators on the local populations. And that is definitely what's happening here. Any way you slice it, this is a mafioso takeover with a big prison to further suck the blood out of the local people that can't stand up for themselves. That's what the government is a giant parasitic cancer.
Absolutely, and it continues to expand its power. I mean, I can't even recognize this country anymore when we're saying it's okay to have foreign mercenaries run our police forces, Alex. I mean, we've had
callers. That's my final point. The leadership of the town, we went to the sheriff's office, wouldn't talk to us, but others, people in the sheriff's department and others said, look, we like it. We don't mind if he's a foreigner. We want you. You're not from here. You need to leave. So they said, we like foreign serfs, but we don't like U.S. citizens from Texas. But that's the small minority. The boss hogs just love this Hilton guy because he fits right in with them.
Absolutely, and if you missed any of this ever-important program, you need to listen to the rebroadcast or hit the podcast over at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. God bless you all.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.